What about the use of aromatase inhibitors in women who've received 5 years of tamoxifen already?
I think the MA17 trial is a well-conducted trial, and it, if you like, shows proof of principle that you can influence the natural history of breast cancer after 5 years of tamoxifen. But I've gone on record, everyone knows, I'm bitterly disappointed that they closed the trial and then switched the placebo group onto letrozole. I didn't understand that at all, because what you're doing to the placebo group is you're then treating them with experimental therapy. You're treating a group of patients who've been 5 years of tamoxifen, an average of 2.5 years placebo, and then letrozole. Well, that is an unproven treatment. So I don't think we'll ever really learn the long-term benefit and toxicity. But the biggest tragedy to me is the other trial that might have answered that was the NSABP B33 exemestane continuation. And the fact that that closed, I think, is a tragedy. And I think we must take a lesson away from that. I think they lost their cool. The NSABP lost their cool. And it also reflects an unhappy environment in the States about having the courage to do good science for fear of litigation or vilification. And I think women will either be overtreated and undertreated forever because NSABP chickened out at the critical moment.
Well, I think the rationale behind a lot of this really gets back to the relative risk reduction concept and the idea that if you're going to see this kind of benefit, then theoretically, 1 year later, 2 years later, you still would see the benefit. What I hear people talking about is what's the absolute benefit at this point in time with the assumption that it's going to be reduced? Do you think that that's a reasonable rationale?
I think we're just going way, way beyond the data. What worries me is I don't think we can retrieve this situation. We'll always be left with an area of uncertainty. However, to their eternal credit, the MA17 and NCIC group have redeemed themselves by being prepared to do a second randomization for duration, which would be at the 5 years of the aromatase inhibitor. So we ought to learn something from there. And they're also planning a trial looking at COX-2 inhibition.